knife, fork, spoon.
Yeah, the plural of knife, you have two.
Hmm?
The plural of knife, you have two.
Knives.
Okay. All right. What do you say you do the dishes after everybody's eaten? You have to wash the dishes.
Wash.
Okay. And to get the soap suds off when you say you...
Rinse.
Do you have a name for the rag or cloth that you use when you're washing the dishes?
A dishwashing cloth.
Okay, what about the one you use when you're drying?
Drying cloth.
And the thing that you, it's about the size of your hand that you use to bathe your face with?
Washcloth.
Okay, and the big thing that you dry off with?
Towel.
Okay. In the kitchen, right over the sink, the thing that the water comes out of?
Faucet.
Now, if it's the thing in the yard that you hook your hose up to, that's the...
Hydrant.
Okay. And on a portable water container, the thing that you press or pull or whatever that the water comes out of on it?
Spout.
Okay. This word, if you get up in the winter, early one morning, and you turn on the water and nothing comes out, you might say, oh, great, the pipes must have...
Burst.
A container that's a big wooden thing with a stave, you would call that?
Barrel.
Okay. Something that looks like a barrel, but it's smaller. Gunpowder used to come in. Okay.
Keg?
Yeah, okay. And these metal things that go around the barrel.
Rim? I don't know what they're called.
To keep the stave.
I don't know.
All right, the word is this. I'll get it. There used to be a fad. Everybody had a hula.
Hoop.
Okay. All right, what about a thing that you would use to, if you were pouring some liquid into a narrow mouth bottle?
Mm-hmm. Funnel. If you mean anything else.
Okay, say it one more time.
Funnel.
Okay. And something you would crack over a horse's ears to make him go faster.
Yep.
All right. What would a fairly large quantity of molasses come in, do you suppose?
A jar.
What about lard?
Buckets.
Okay. And when you go to the grocery store, the grocery boy puts your purchase on what so you take it home?
That.
It's made out of?
Paper sack.
What about 50 pounds of flour, where would that come in?
A sack.
Okay. The type of sack that's very rough, coarse, kind of a brown material.
Rough?
Mm-hmm. Any other names for that? Have you ever heard toe sack or croaker sack? Neither one of those.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Talking about the amount of corn a farmer would take to the mill at one time to be ground, you would say just as much as he could take in his wagon, that would be what?
Enough.
Okay, or a what of corn?
A wagon full.
Okay. This situation, if you were bringing in firewood, as much as you could carry in your arms, you'd say that's a of wood.
I'm loaded with.
Okay. You ever heard the expression a turn of corn? A turn of corn? Okay. This thing, if it burns out, you replace the
bob.
Two words for it would be a
bob.
Okay, my fault. A what kind of bob?
Oh, hi, bob.
Okay. And if you're taking out your laundry to hang up, you would take it out in a
basket.
And something that you would stick in the mouth of a bottle.
Cork.
Okay. What would be a musical instrument that you would play like this, blowing on it?
Harmonica.
You got another word for it? Ever hear it called a harp?
Yes, a harp when you play.
Okay, right. With the string. Yeah. This is another instrument that's played with the mouth. It makes a twanging noise. You kind of pick at it. Go dang, 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 dang.
I don't know what that is.
You know what I'm talking about?
I see him. He's harp somewhere.
Yeah, right.
I don't know the name.
Okay, have you ever heard it called a Jew's harp?
No.
And who's that? Okay. Tool that you pound nails with, I think.
Hammer.
All right. Okay, a few questions about a wagon. The long wooden piece.